Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on January 23 regarding Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, Fleming, F-L-E-M-I-N-G. Teresa Fleming is a 59-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6/15/19 when she tripped and fell. Apparently, she landed on her left knee but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period on 10/21/20, she underwent total knee replacement. Her course of active treatment has been completed. Period, Ms. Fleming volunteered that in 2012 she had a bad skiing accident and tore the anterior cruciate ligament of the left knee. Period, she reports this was replaced arthroscopically. Period. New paragraph, as per the record supplied, Ms. Fleming was seen at On-Site Innovations on 6/16/19. She reported tripping over the protruding leg of a projection screen as she walked behind the drape backstage. She hit the floor on her left knee. She completed her shift. She drove home and her left knee locked up while doing so. She admitted having undergone left knee surgery 7 years ago, but she was not limping. The prior surgery was done at Rothman Institute. She was diagnosed with left knee pain and begun on naproxen, Tylenol, ice, and compression. On 7/26/19, she underwent x-rays of the cervical spine to be inserted. She had a CAT scan of the lumbar spine on 7/26/19 to be inserted. It was compared to a prior x-ray of 9/5/13. The cervical MRI was compared to a prior MRI of 10/15/15. In paragraphs, the petitioner underwent a left knee MRI on 7/29/19 to be inserted here. A CAT scan was done on 2/14/20 to be inserted. This was repeated on 8/3/20 to be inserted. New paragraph on 8/12/19, she was seen by Dr. Orozco, O-R-O-Z-C-O. He reviewed x-rays of the left knee that demonstrated mild to moderate arthritis with a slight decrease of the joint spaces, especially marked in the patellofemoral compartment. But he also reviewed the MRI report from 7/20/19. Showing evidence of mild to moderate arthritic changes and rupture of the anterior cruciate ligament as well as lateral meniscal tear. Dr. Orozco diagnosed primary osteoarthritis of the left knee as well as ACL tear, lateral meniscal tear, and mild to moderate arthritis. He recommended she see his partner. She did see Dr. TJ on 9/18/19. He discussed treatment options and she elected to accept an injection. On 10/30/19, she reported the knee improved significantly. 1:122:20. He wrote her symptoms were rather severe, and she had failed conservative treatment. Period. He recommended referral to Dr. Orozco for consideration of knee arthroplasty. Period. She did see Dr. Orozco again on 1:27:20. Period. He sent her for a CAT scan of the left knee. Period. He opined she was a good candidate for surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner also was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ong, O-N-G, beginning 6-2-20. Period. His diagnosis was left knee degenerative joint disease that was end stage and post-traumatic type work injury related. Period. They discussed possible left total knee replacement. Period. She did undergo surgery on 10/21/20 to be inserted here. Period. She followed up postoperatively on 11/5/20 and was prescribed oxycodone. Period. Her progress was monitored in conjunction with physical therapy. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Ong continued through 5/5/21. Period. On that occasion, he wrote the X-rays of the knee revealed a well-fixed total knee prosthesis. Period. She was of actual medical improvement. Period. She was to return in 6 months for evaluation and treatment. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show the petitioner underwent an MRI of the left knee on 10/16/21 at the referral of 10/16/11 at the referral of Dr. Sokalsky, S-O-K-A-L-S-K-Y. Period. Put this in bold. We are looking for the impressions section. Period. If not, we can incorporate what I will mark. Period. She also underwent x-rays of both feet on 7/30/13 to be inserted. Period. Lumbar spine x-rays were done on 9/5/13 and compared to a lumbar MRI of 10/27/09. Period. Insert those results. Period. She had a lumbar spine MRI on 10/8/13. Period. We're looking for the impressions on that section as well, on that report as well. Period. As compared to prior studies of 10/27/09 and 9/5/13. Period. She also had a cervical spine MRI on 10/15/15 compared to a study of 10/19/09. Period. And in bold, we need the impressions and the rest of the report. Period. If not, incorporate what I have marked as above. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection reveals varicosities bilaterally, more so on the right than the left. Period. There was healed open surgical scarring about the left knee and corresponding swelling of the left knee. Period. There was no atrophy or effusions. Period. Left knee motion was from 0 to 125 degrees of flexion without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the right knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5- for resisted left hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. She was mildly tender to palpation anteriorly about the left knee, but there was none on the right. Paired knee maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She ambulated with an italgic gait on the left without a hand elbow assisted device. appeared she was able to stand on her heels and toes. Appeared the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 6/15/19, Teresa Fleming fell onto her left knee while at work. Appeared the next day, she was seen by On-Site Innovations, who treated her conservatively over the next few weeks. Period. She then came under the other care of a series of physicians at Rothman Orthopedics. Period. These included Dr. Orozco, Dr. TJ, and Dr. Woods at a minimum. Period. She underwent numerous diagnostic studies to be inserted here, that were the ones done after 6/15/19. She eventually underwent total left knee replacement on 10/21/20. Period. She followed up post-operatively, concurrent with physical therapy, running through 5/19/21. Period. As of 5/4/21, her orthopedist deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Ms. Fleming volunteered that she previously sustained a severe skiing injury to the left knee, resulting in anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction. Period. Paragraph, the current exam found her to be markedly obese. Appeared to put this in bold. We need the BMI on this and all the other physical exams. Period. I'm going to have to go back to the lumbar spine. Inspection revealed a healed midline scar measuring 2.5 inches in length. That was done about 40 years ago. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the left knee were negative. Appears she ambulated with an intelligent gait on the left, but did not utilize a handheld assistive device. Period. Paragraph, this case represents 15% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg, regardless of cause. Period. At least 10% of this assessment is apportioned to her pre-existing, long-standing anterior cruciate ligament tear and advanced degenerative joint disease. Period. She has been able to return to work with the insured in her usual capacity as an entertainment technician. Period. She is still able to ride horses, but cannot settle up on horses. Period. Nevertheless, this speaks to an extremely high functionality relative to the involved left leg. Period. She also walks 3 miles per day for exercise. Period. End.